If you're not happy with that minute of bell ringing, then turn off your... We have a serious situation at the community hospital in Donegal town, apparently. A severe shortage of staff due to an outbreak of COVID-19 amongst staff, both those who have tested positive and those who are close contacts. And the mayor of Donegal town, Pádraig Kennedy, who's on the line now, is very, very worried about this, as I suspect are people who have direct connections with the hospital and the community in general, Pádraig. So what is the situation, can you tell us?
Morning, Niall.
Morning to
you. Your listeners. Well, I suppose, you know, I got to call some of the family members just explosion from hearing about their loved ones who are in the hospital. And, you know, before we go in, I was just thanking all the staff and management and all the families and all the people for all the great work that they're doing and trying to keep this terrible thing away from everyone and trying to keep everybody safe. And unfortunately, it seems to have got a grip in Donegal Hospital. And hopefully that they can weather the storm. But I think that, you know, that all the help that the staff need and the residents need to make sure that they're getting it, you know, that the PPE gear and there's enough of everything for the staff to help them get to battle this terrible thing, you know. It's just that I got a call there to say that, you know, the staff, because of some of them were testing positive and on close contact, that they were under pressure then to get cover. And then that the residents, that I think most of the residents now have it, unfortunately, you know, and most of them, by all accounts, are all doing well. They're doing well with it, but it's just to make sure that the help is there and that, you know, that I mean, the need that they can get, you know.
Okay, well, we've been on to the HSE in relation to this, and your concern, obviously, and the concern of the locality is that appropriate care or cover is found and that the necessary care is put in place for the patients of the hospital.
Yeah, I'm sure that infection control and all have been informed, and I'm sure that they have a plan, you know, but I unfortunately have seen the effects of it firsthand, and, you know, once it gets a grip on a place, you just worry that if it's not isolated, you know, that it can just get rampant through the place, and you just fear of it, you know, because, you know, it's hard to believe that it's a year. It'll soon be nearly a year since this, well, I mean, there was chat of it a year ago, but it has really kicked in here, and, you know, people are just sick of it, you know, and I just fear like my mother and fear for all my relations and family and all the people, like, you know, you're just fearful that this gets a grip, like, and it, how much it's changed us and changed our community and all. I think it's brought us together, but we're further apart, if that makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you're there for people, but you're not there because you're not visiting them, because you're afraid in case you do visit them that you're bringing something to them, you know. It's a wild time on people's mind and health, you know, and I hope that everyone is there for each other, and I know that if I can help anyone, that I will. And I suppose this is why I'm here today, that some of the families came to me and just expressed their concerns about the staff, that they were okay and that their loved ones were okay, and to make sure that whatever they need to get, that they get, you know, to help them to get over the line. And, you know, and I'm sure that people are working away and trying to do that. And I know that other staff from other hospitals have volunteered to go and help, and that's the thing about it all. You know, there's always great people out to help, and if the word gets out that people are looking for help, then there's always someone there to back up. And I suppose this is what it is. It's a call to make sure that there is plenty of help and plenty available to help the staff and the residents get through this, you know.
Yeah, all right. Okay, Pádraig, thanks for raising the issue. Pádraig Kennedy, Mayor of Donegal Town. In the past few minutes, the HSE have responded to us in relation to this, and they make the point, first of all, that they cannot comment on individual cases or outbreaks of COVID in order to protect people's privacy, which is perfectly understandable. But they say the HSE continues to work with nursing homes to ensure that the necessary supports are put in place to manage an outbreak. And they go on to say that Donegal Community Hospital has continued to have a full complement of staff rostered to care for its residents, which is due in no small part to the goodwill of well staff within the hospital and assistance provided by other staff from community hospitals within older people services. So they're saying that they do, despite what the mayor said, they do have a full complement of staff rostered at the community hospital.